The University of Illinois has already taken steps to correct what it calls inappropriate Indian representations. The Deputy Associate Chancellor of Public Affairs, Terry Shepard, says prior to the Illinois homecoming, the marching Illini and students in the Block I cheering section ended their practice of using war paint at football games. Also eliminated the practice of painting the Roman letter I on the chief's face. Shepard says the university will review other practices and representations involving the image of Chief Illiniwek.
We're keeping an eye out for any kinds of representations, whether they're pictures or names or actions or whatever it might be, and judge those on an individual basis. Are they germane to their use? If they are, are they dignified and positive? If so, okay. If not, then we'll ask them to be changed.
Shepard says you can expect changes in some souvenir items. He says the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics should look at how the image of the chief is being used. The school owns the chief trademark, and it appears on everything from coffee mugs to T-shirts to key rings to golf balls to toilet seats to bathroom tissue.
That can be part of the licensing agreement. It can be in the contract that this is licensed for specific uses. And if indeed that logo is used on toilet paper, that ought to stop, and we'll have to look into that.
Jackie shorts?
That's another one that has already been raised, and that's going to be discussed as well.
Deputy Associate Chancellor of Public Affairs for the University of Illinois, Terry Shepard. The students who object to the chief, meanwhile, say they will continue to work to retire the mascot. Charlene Teeters, a university student and member of the Spokane Indian tribe, says the issue is one of sensitivity. Teeters, who is also a spokeswoman for a new group calling itself Native Americans for Progress, does not view the school's move to review the uses of the chief symbol as a victory.
They really like this symbol. They don't like Indian people because they've been very insensitive. We've had several Indian people who have left the university because they felt that it was just an environment of insensitivity. And that's what they don't understand, I guess. And it stands in their way. It stands in our way.
Charlene Teeters, spokeswoman for Native Americans for Progress. The group, which is just getting organized, is contemplating legal action over the issue. I'm Celeste Quinn.